As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
All right, let's get to it. Creator accounts. This is a new feature. It hasn't rolled out to all users on Instagram, but many people have this. And it really doesn't even have anything to do with the number of followers you have. Using or switching your account to a creator account and or a business account is the way to go, at least at the moment. That's what we're covering today on Quick Tip Tuesday. First, I always think it's important to say at the moment because many times I'll hear people say, well, wait a second, didn't you one time say blah, 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 blah? I'm like, yeah, at one point I probably did say that, but things change. That's why you have to stay up to date and current. But at the moment, I'm really excited about using a creator account. And I know there's lots of people who disagree about using their Instagram account as a business account, but I wholeheartedly disagree. I think if you are in business, your account should be a business account for the mere reason that you have insights for a business account. But this is a Quick Tip Tuesday, so we're going to quickly get into the creator account. So creator accounts is Instagram's way of kind of working in favor of content creators, people who are influencers, bloggers, individual brands. I really love this. And recently I got a notification that I had early access to switch my account to a creator account. Now, if you log into your own Instagram, you may have not received a notice, but that function may already be there for you. First, go to the App Store and just update your Instagram app. Then you want to go to your regular profile page, right? And then you click in the upper right-hand corner, those three bars. Yep. Those are your settings, or that's how you get into your account settings anyways. And from there, you want to click on settings and then click on account. And when you click on account, you'll see like up at the top, it'll say about your account, close friends, language, sync your contacts, linked accounts, etc. And if you scroll down all the way to the bottom, it says switch to business account or personal account or switch to creator account. Now, I switched mine to a creator account. Of course, I love to do these things just to see, all right, what does this do for me? Once you do that, it will ask you to select a category. So a category that your account is in. I'll probably change this. For now, I selected speaker because I'm looking to get more speaking opportunities. So by the way, if you've got the right size organization, the right audience, and you think that I could serve you, please reach out to brett@shaleenejohnson.com. That was a side note. Okay. Then you select a category. So I think I selected entrepreneur for me. And then you just click switch your creator account. All right. So why would you want to be a creator account? Well, some of the really cool things that it allows for you to do is number one is you're going to get far better detailed insights. Like I can literally see now, which is awesome, per day, the number of follows versus unfollows, which is really interesting because, you know, I would just look at, okay, the post that I did that day, how many new follows did I get? And I always thought that that was just the number of followers I got, which was bleak to say the least. But now that I can see my insights, I can actually see the number of new followers I have overall, because sometimes people follow you not just, if you think about it, I guess it's common sense. They're following you not just because they saw your last post. They might be following you because they saw an old post or an IGTV or someone shared your Instagram stories or who knows how or why. But it's a much more insightful way to see your growth per day and allows you to graph it out, which is awesome. So you could click on a day that you're like, wow, I really lost a lot of followers this day. What was going on? And that's interesting. It also allows you to kind of track, okay, number of followers versus number of unfollows. And it's changed the things that I'm doing on Instagram. Like, for example, I wasn't posting every day. I was posting like, oh, maybe 2-3 times a week because I'm like, you know, I just really want to go deep. I really just want to go deep with my existing followers, which is true. Until I looked at the number of unfollows I have every single day, and it was almost the exact same number every single day, whether I posted or I didn't post. But on the days that I did post to my feed, there was twice as many new follows as there were unfollows. So you can see the rationale here. If I'm not posting every day, but I'm losing the same amount every single day, and I don't know why. I don't know if these are people who are inactive or if Instagram is cleaning house or if people find me annoying or you don't. I don't know about you, but I'm always going through my Instagram feed and just going, okay, this person's awesome, but do I need to follow them? It's the truth. I think we're all there. You know, we're just like, okay, I like their stuff. Hopefully they don't know, but like, do I really need to follow them? Because I like them, but this content isn't useful to me. And I want to limit the amount of things I'm seeing on Instagram. I really want these things to be important to me at the moment. This person's important to me, but like, I just don't need to see their Instagram feed. You know what I'm saying? Okay, good. So for whatever reason, I have a lot of unfollows every day. And if I don't post, then my unfollows can surpass my new follows. So for me, the insights on growth were incredibly helpful. I mean, gosh, there's so many cool things you can see on your growth insights when you switch to a creator account that you don't have even with a business account. And then the next thing was a new system for categorizing direct messages. Okay, so this is a bonus tip. Woo! You're going to thank me later for this one. My hunch is that they're going to roll out this new system for direct messaging for all accounts, whether you're personal, business, or creator. But it's got some funky problems right now, but I got a workaround for you. So what it does, follow me on this, is now when you get a direct message from anyone, you can say, do you want to consider this person a primary contact or a general contact? And I assume that primary means like, oh, this is a special person. Either it's my friend or it's someone who I'm trying to recruit or target, a target, like who knows, right? For whatever reason, there's just two categories, general and primary. So it's important people and some general people, right? But here's the problem. Anyone who you've ever replied to, Instagram automatically has already selected them as your primary people. So now you've got all these new messages coming in. And you're like, well, do I have to switch now? Do I have to go back through and recategorize everybody? So here's what I did. You're obviously going to have far fewer special people, right, than you are just general people. So I swapped them in my mind. I'm like, okay, if everyone is already defaulted to primary, I'm going to keep them there. And then I'm going to move just some very select people over to the general list. And in my mind, I'm going to remember this because I'm going to think of them as generals. You can't see me right now, but I'm like saluting to you. Like they're a general, like a high ranking officer, right? So they're special. You got to give them respect. And so that's what I did. And it was way, way easier than trying to switch, you know, all the people who are already in primary. So I just, that's my primary account is where everybody goes. And then people who are like super special, they go into the general account. I hope that's helpful. Another really cool feature of the DMs with a creator account is when you look at your new incoming messages, the messages, you know, the ones you have to approve because you haven't talked to that person yet, it gives you the option of sorting them either according to how recently they've come in, or you can also sort them according to the people who are reaching out to you, their follower count. Now, you might think, well, why? Well, I don't know. I guess because here's why. Duh, I know why. Because they're thinking that this is going to be attractive to people like us who aren't just using social media to be social. We're using it because we're creators. We're trying to network. We're trying to offer our products and services. And so you kind of want to like, oh my gosh, if somebody who has 500,000 followers or, you know, a million followers has reached out to you or has mentioned you in one of their stories, you would want to see that. And some days you just get so many messages that that person could get buried. It happens all the time to me, and it's going to happen all the time to you because your account will continue to grow because you're going to download our free Instagram growth report by going to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks. The link is in the show description as well, but you need to download that report because it's all free and it's freaking amazing. People are like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this is free. It's so detailed. There's so many instructions. I really appreciate it. So up to date. Yes, we produce one every quarter. So go grab yours shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks. Okay. It also provides some pretty cool options when it comes to customizing your profile, like the information that it shows, etc. Now, here's the other reason why I switched to becoming a creator, because Facebook recently announced in their address in February of 2019, so just a couple months ago, that they are soon going to be launching a shop from creators feature. So you've probably seen accounts where you can click on the little circle and actually buy from within the Instagram app. Super cool. But until recently, it was kind of funky. Like, only certain brands could have the, you know, shoppable or buy, what do they call it? Shoppable posts. And it seems that now Instagram is going to be making that available to creators. Now, I just can't wait until they make this feature available on not just physical products, but also info products. That'll be amazing. I mean, we also offer physical products. It will be amazing when they allow shoppable posts to link to info products, right? Seems there are a ton of new changes to Instagram. Don't be overwhelmed by them. I mean, but also don't ignore Instagram. I hear from so many people like, I'm still on Facebook. I hate it. Everybody's gone. I don't know why I'm imitating people's voices like that, but it just sounds like, well, yeah, we know that the demographic on Instagram is getting older and older and older, right? And we also know that they are very focused on giving people a very private experience. And people are migrating over to Instagram. So I think it's time to really, really figure out what you need to do to make your mark there. And I'll do a few more episodes on this because, you know, I think it's much easier for you to start a themed account versus trying to build your own personal branded account. I mean, you're going to do that too, but I think the missed opportunity is not realizing that you can start to use Instagram a little bit like Pinterest. So if you think about Pinterest, you have a Pinterest board that's not just devoted to you. You have a Pinterest board likely that's devoted to a type of interest. And that's what we call a themed account on Instagram. So I'll do an episode on that eventually. If I talk any longer, this won't be a quick tip. All right. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done. Don't forget to go to shaleenjohnson.com/IG as in Instagram, IG hacks. All right. I'll talk to you on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Okay, bye.